Governor, Black history is American history, yes. And you are on the wrong side of history. Yes.
Who would say that an important part of Black history is queer theory?
Five former Memphis police officers now charged with murder.
Nancy Pelosi is the perfect example of what should not be happening in D.C.
Josh Hawley introduces the Pelosi law after she sells a bunch of Google stock right before a DOJ investigation. Five police officers charged with murder of a Black man in Memphis. Ron DeSantis is getting some heat for banning an African-American's AP study class, but there's a little bit of an underlying problem they've got there. All that and more coming up on this episode of Daily Call of Life. My name is Joe Bob. Thanks so much for tuning in. Daily Call of Life starts right now.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
That might be the only brown guy on Earth named Joe Bob.
That is actually their name, Joe Bob.
From the dingy bunker, completely cut off from the outside world, except for you fine folks. My name is Joe Bob. This is Daily Call of Life. Thanks so much for tuning in. On today, it is Friday, January 27th, the year of our Lord, 2022. Heading into the weekend. Hope you have a great weekend, a fun weekend with family and friends, and doing all the fun stuff that people do on the weekend. You know who's not going to be? I can't figure out what to do first year. I was going to start with Nancy, but the Nancy stuff is fascinating. She made a ton of money, and Josh Hawley's now introduced a bill to stop people in Congress from making a ton of money off of insider trading in stocks. But I want to start with this because I think this is a fascinating just picture of what's happening in this country in terms of information and media and exploitive media and all of that crap. If you haven't heard about this, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, is getting a lot of heat for not allowing an African-American studies AP course to exist in the Florida curriculum. Now, that headline on its front sounds like, oh, well, I wonder what's going on there. That seems kind of weird. And a lot of your big-time advocates, African-American advocates, but really, now, just advocates and activists and dumb people are saying, well, this is outrageous, without actually hearing any of the reasoning as to why this particular class is not being allowed to be taught in public schools. Now, again, part of the problem that I think a lot of conservatives, I guess, right-leaning freedom lovers have is nuance. In today's modern culture, like I was talking about, this is a prime example of if you just look at the headline, you can go off in whatever direction you want to go off in. But if you do a little, like a minimal amount of digging, you can go, oh, yeah, this makes total sense. And all of these clowns that are on TV complaining about it are just that, in fact, clowns. I want you to listen to two of the clowns complaining about this particular African-American studies class being taken out, or not being taken out. So the class itself was a pilot program in one class in one high school piloted once. At least that's my knowledge. And they were trying to get that dispersed everywhere. And the governor's office looked at the curriculum and was like, no, like absolutely not. And now the people are outraged. That's what's causing this sort of outrage. I want you to watch this and then we will. Now, if you're just watching this with that sort of perspective, and this is the only thing you see, you'll go, yeah, oh my gosh, Ron DeSantis must be extraordinarily racist. So watch this, and then we'll explain the nuance that a lot of the casual American news viewers are not willing to or able to take in. Check this out. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, if you haven't already, would appreciate you clicking the like button and the little share button right down here, and let us know in the comment section what you think if you've heard about this story. If you are pro African-American queer studies AP classes, go ahead. Let us know in the comment section what you think. But yeah, the like button really, really helps us out keeping this thing chugging along. There's a couple thousand of you watching. I appreciate it. Yeah, if you could all click that, we would not have any sort of problems with Facebook in the future. Anyways, check this out. Watch this.
He wants to say that I don't belong. Mm. He wants to say that you don't belong. Whose story does and doesn't get to count? But we are here to tell him, we are America.
Yes. Yes.
Governor, Black history is American history, yes. And you are on the wrong side of history.
Yes.
What this really is about is saying you cannot exterminate
us. You cannot exterminate our culture. And you can never exterminate the value of our children to this world.
Look, if you were, I don't even want to say a dumb person, but if you were casually involved in the media and kind of like, I don't really pay much attention, and you see those bumbling bozos say they're trying to exterminate our culture, be like, oh my gosh, that's a terrible thing. How could we be letting this happen? What I'm trying to say is I can see why people fall into this sort of trap when you have liars and panderers on TV telling you, oh, they're trying to exterminate us. The problem is it's not actually happening. The problem is that, like we said earlier, this is one AP class that was tested in a pilot scenario, the class, and sent to the governor's office, and the governor's office is like, no. Or the education office. Let me now play something that none of the mainstream media is playing, actually, except for like NBC. I think NBC had, actually, no, we have a clip from NBC talking about this specifically. So to their credit, NBC did air Ron DeSantis's, hey, this is why we're doing this. This is what's actually going on in here from the mouth of Ron DeSantis himself. Check this out.
This course on Black history, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory. Now, who would say that an important part of Black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. And so when you look to see they have stuff about intersectionality, abolishing prisons, that's a political agenda. And so that's the wrong side of the line for Florida standards. We believe in teaching kids facts and how to think, but we don't believe they should have an agenda imposed on them. When you try to use Black history to shoehorn in queer theory, you are clearly trying to use that for political purposes.
Does anybody think that that is not a reasonable stance to take by the governor? Look, you can call this. We talk about this with bills all the time. Congressional bills get titled these floofy, fun, happy things that nobody could be against. How could you be against this? I'm going to introduce the Don't Kill Puppies Law. And that law is going to give $1 billion to my friend's nonprofit. But you, being against it means you want to kill puppies. And apparently this is happening with AP classes in Florida, because this AP class was called African American Studies, an AP course that gives you college credit. And if you don't take this class, you're racist. But it also says, we're going to teach queer theory and about abolishing prisons, which I'm not entirely sure how that has anything to do with African American history at all. And, you know, if I'm being completely frank, the overwhelming majority of my Black friends would go, queer theory? Nah! As in, you know, from a cultural perspective, I think the last group of people, statistically speaking and anecdotally, that are going to be like, yay, queer theory! are, you know, you get what I'm saying. Meredith says, I support DeSantis' position. Yeah, because it's very supportable. It's obvious, almost. This is kind of interesting. I would love to hear, and if I do see the comment in response to this, I would love to hear what you're talking about here. Kyle says, lock Ron DeSantis up. For what exactly? Are we having any sort of actual charge here? Are we just deciding to, if you don't like a governor of a state, you get to imprison him? I think that's kidnapping in a lot of places. But if you have any, you know, specific charges, what would warrant Ron DeSantis being thrown in jail, I would love to hear it, Kyle. Talking about the earlier statements by Benjamin Crump and this lady. I'm not sure who this lady is, but Benjamin Crump is a weirdo. Joseph said, repeating a full statement. Arlene says, I think what literally everybody watching this in the world as a whole, myself, teaching Black history is fine. This course is not Black history. Exactly. You don't just get to call something something and then go completely in a different direction. And then when people are like, hey, wait, no, this isn't the original thing that you said, you don't get to do it. Imagine if my wife comes home and there's a big boat parked in our driveway. And she's like, what the heck is this? And then I say, what, you don't want me to get groceries for the family? I thought we allocated in our budget that we're going to have money for groceries. What, you don't want groceries? She's like, well, this isn't groceries. You bought a boat. Like, I can't believe this anti-grocery rhetoric in this household. My brain thinks in analogies. I'm sorry. Kyle, wow, this guy Kyle who wants to imprison the governor of Florida for some reason is very adamant about the comment streams, but no specific charges as of yet, but if he has any, we'll bring him on here. Anyways, I wanted to get to this clip in this particular story, the MSNBC, is this MSNBC? This might just be NBC News, where they do, in fact, give some caveats to what the activist loonies are saying. Watch this and we'll be done with this and we'll move on to, I don't know, Pelosi or something. Check it out.
Said, interestingly, here in Florida, Black history is actually required and mandated. And the governor's office did tell me they are proud to teach African American history. However, they say they are uncomfortable with certain lessons that the AP African American Studies course currently has. So,
yeah, that's that. NBC, again, they, to their credit, said, yeah, here's the position of the governor. They said it's in Florida law that you have to teach African-American history. But this isn't that. Just because you give the class that title doesn't mean that it just magically becomes that. All right, moving on to this. I think a lot of you have probably seen this because it was a big-time thing on Twitter a couple days ago. And yesterday, Josh Hawley introduced a bill that would combat this sort of thing. Nancy Pelosi, there's no Chiron in here. Nancy Pelosi sold about $3 million in stocks for Google, or the company that owns Google, Alphabet. Coincidentally, just a couple weeks before the DOJ opened up an investigation to try and break Google up, calling it a monopoly. The insider trading thing seems to be a big problem. Nancy Pelosi obviously knows that these sorts of investigations are coming down the pipe and got out just in time. Now, there's really not a ton more to this story other than looking at some of the correlations. Charlie Kirk tweeted, Martha Stewart spent 5 months in prison for insider trading that helped her avoid $45,000 in stock losses. Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi sold $3 million in Google stock just weeks before the DOJ announced an antitrust investigation in the company. How much time will Nancy and Paul get? Answer, none. None whatsoever. The comparison is kind of funny. Martha Stewart, 5 months in prison for $45,000. Nancy Pelosi sold $3 million in... Ain't nothing going to happen. But that is why Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri, I believe, who's a sharp guy, is introduced the Pelosi law. Now, the Pelosi Act, we're playing with semantics here and talking populism at this point. Maybe that's just the game being played. But Josh Hawley said, hey, let's just not have people in Congress do any trading whatsoever. You can put your money in a mutual fund. Well, I'll outline some of the problems here with this because it does get more sticky than just saying no trading for people in Congress. But I don't know. Check this out. Watch this and we will discuss on the side. This is Josh Hawley on Hannity last night.
Well, listen, Tony, you've laid it out perfectly, which is that when people send, when the voters send members of Congress to Washington, they expect them to do the people's business, not to be day trading on the stock market, not to be using the information that they get from briefings to go and make a quick buck on Wall Street. So here's what my bill does. It says no more trading of stocks by members of Congress. In fact, no more ownership of stocks by members of Congress. If you want to save, fine, put it in a mutual fund like most Americans do. But Nancy Pelosi is the perfect example of what should not be happening in D.C., which is people getting rich on the stock market off of information they know because they're a member of Congress.
That seems to be a reasonable thing to do. Now, I'd be curious to see what the actual bill says. I can't imagine it gains any traction because all the people voting on it are the people that benefit from the fact that they get to trade on insider information. But part of the issue is he says, well, you can save and put it in a mutual fund. Yes, but also mutual funds are invested in a way, and if you talk to the mutual fund manager and that manager has the same insider information as you, I guess the idea could be that, well, then everybody in that particular mutual fund will benefit from your insider trading. I guess maybe that's the upside here. Is the bottom line is it's very, very difficult to get rid of the insider trading thing. I wish it didn't happen. I wish there was an easy way to blanket the entire Congress and say no trading at all. But you've got so many holes in trying to plug those holes up in saying that, well, okay, well, what if my daughter does this? Or what if my daughter's husband's brother's aunt is a mutual fund manager and they get the information? And where does it stop from there? Because every American is allowed to put their money in some sort of a retirement plan, even if it's a 401k. The 401k is invested in something. There's rules and regulations regarding what you can invest it in, but still, there is always a way for insider information to be passed along, and short of tapping everybody's phone and analyzing everybody's conversation with everyone at all times, which I'm not for, it seems like a pretty difficult thing to get rid of, unfortunately, even though I would be a proponent of people in Congress not being able to become millionaires off of their time in Congress. Bernie Sanders is a great example. Spent his entire life as a public servant and ended up with 3 houses and a net worth of, I think, like $10 million. Way to go, Bernie. Public service is the way to go. Also notice, when Bernie Sanders first came on the scene, sorry, this is tangent after tangent after tangent, but I think this is interesting. When Bernie Sanders first came on the scene, he kept saying, millionaires and billionaires gotta pay their fair share. I think that's a pretty decent Brooklyn accent. But anyways, Bernie was all about that. And since then, he's corrected course and said, billionaires! He's left out the millionaires as he is now one, which is very funny. So there's that. Geez, you know what? I think I made a mistake here in the comment section bringing up this guy who said, lock Ron DeSantis up, because now I feel like all of you are just going at it with this person who's throwing out just imprisoning people, like just saying names and saying lock them up, and you're all, I don't know what's happening. He still hasn't given any sort of reasoning as to why we should lock up the governor of Florida. You know what? Hold on, wait. Lock up Kathy Hochul. No charges, no nothing. That's just, judging by the justification being used in the comment section by this one dude, I guess, here it is again. Lock up Ron DeSantis. Lock Ron DeSantis up. I guess we can just announce that we want people locked up that we don't like. So, anyways. Oh, let's get to this. This is going to be a freaking fascinating way this plays out. All right. So let me lay this out for you, because I had tangentially heard about this story, but I was watching David Muir last night, and that's an ABC evening news, and I had heard about this young 29-year-old black man in Memphis, Tennessee, was beaten, hospitalized, and then later died from his injuries after an encounter with Memphis police. The 5 police officers were subsequently fired, and yesterday they were charged with murder after the police chief and the attorney general and the DA or whatever it's called in the Memphis area said, no, this is, they saw the video and said, this is murder. We're going to charge all 5 of you with murder. I was wondering why is this not a massive story. And then I watched the clip from David Muir, and you're probably, if you're just hearing about this right now, this is a testament to why isn't this big, massive news? 5 police officers in Tennessee allegedly beat a black guy to death. And it's like kind of in the news a little bit. I was wondering why this is not a massive story. And then I watched this clip and I realized why it's not a massive story. But it also could be, it could get interesting. Interesting, not in a necessarily good way, but we will see how it goes. I'll show you this clip in 1 second. If you wouldn't mind already, though, would you click the little like button and the little share button? There's more of you watching currently, even though there's, you know, always a drop-off towards the latter part of the show. There's still more of you watching than have clicked the little like button and the little share button. Would appreciate you doing so. And the little, the share button over here. And let us know in the comment section what you think. It really, really does help us out. Continue kind of chugging along on this show. So if you haven't done so already, would appreciate you doing so. Anyways, here's just a clip from ABC News last night. Watch this.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Thursday night. And we begin tonight with five former Memphis police officers now charged with murder and the death of Tyre Nichols after that traffic stop 19 days ago. At the center of this case now, their own body camera video of the traffic stop. Tonight, the director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, after watching the recording, saying it's absolutely appalling. This was wrong. This was criminal. Police Chief C.J. Davis calling it a failing of basic humanity. The five men seen in their police department photos right here were fired last week, accused of using excessive force. Tonight, they have now turned themselves in. They have now all been booked. 29-year-old Tyre Nichols was pulled over for alleged reckless driving just yards from his home. Authorities say officers used pepper spray. He fled and was confronted again. This is how his parents found him in the hospital. He died 3 days later. The family says the officers brutally beat him. Tonight, Memphis authorities say the video will be released sometime tomorrow night. They are urging calm. So is the family of Tyre Nichols. And so is President Biden tonight.
Leave it there. Leave it up to what y'all think about why this isn't a big story that's blowing down the media in this country. One of the crazy things, though, and I don't know why this is still happening in this manner. Given the riots that we've seen across this country, given the racial tension that the media has caused, resulting in the riots, in what world is it a good idea for the police department or whoever's in charge of putting this video out to wait until Friday afternoon, right before the weekend, when people have the time off to go riot? Why would you wait until that then to release the video? Put the video out on, like, I don't know, a Tuesday afternoon or a Wednesday afternoon. Why are you gonna wait until the weekend to get people more riled up? Look, I'm on the side. The video probably should be put out. Of course, if these guys are being booked and tried for murder, holy cow, that's a pretty important thing to do. But is there no learning from past riots in this country to maybe not put the video out at peak riot time? I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. And obviously, we don't know anything about this story. That's why I'm saying these cops allegedly did something. I have always been on the side of it doesn't matter if it's a white guy getting dying after a police interaction or a black guy or a Hispanic guy. It doesn't matter if the police are white, black, Hispanic. I don't care. I care about, hey, let's maybe figure this out before, things go haywire. But of course, nuance in this country is seemingly dead. Let's see. Yeah, so nobody knows what happened, and we will all find out together when the video comes, and hopefully there are no riots. Later on in this particular ABC News piece, they said everybody is calling for peaceful protests if there are protests, including President Biden, which was not the case during any of the other big, massive riots. Joe Biden was oddly silent when other big stirring news hit the airwaves. But now he's very, very adamant about be peaceful. Be peaceful protests. If you're going to protest, be peaceful, says the president. All right. I wanted to end the week in this and send this off to in a fun, I guess, kind of manner. Women these days. I'm sorry. Have you seen this video clip? This video clip is of the local news, and I'm sorry, it's just too funny. I'm just gonna play it, and I'll let you think of it what you want. But watch this. Also, last time, if you haven't, click the little like button and the little share button. If you feel so inclined, click the little laughing button, because this one's ripe. Watch this.
28-year-old Bridget Klein Simpson has identified as a woman for years, and she wants to get into better shape, so she went to the Body Works gym for women in Parksville for a membership. Klein Simpson says she was initially welcomed, but after one workout, she was informed she was not allowed at the woman's only gym.
Saying, sorry, we made a mistake, you're not actually allowed to be here, but you're more than welcome to use the co-ed facility, and I kind of just hung up, because I was devastated. I mean, there's really no other word for it.
I feel bad in a way of like, you know, I honestly feel bad for this particular individual. Clearly there's some severe mental issues, probably trauma related. But I don't think anybody in their right mind looks at this particular story and says, wow, this woman here deserves equal treatment. Nobody's actually thinking that. And, you know, somebody said, I don't think they have a beard. So Clint says, have a beard. Peggy says, well, dude. Wow, their comments are coming in very fast. I can't get to all of these, but holy cow. I don't think, again, really anybody is. It's kind of funny. Isn't it kind of interesting that lefties and progressives have their own form of discrimination? When Dylan Mulvaney wore the costume pretty well, got invited to the White House. Dylan got invited to the White House, and everyone's like, yes, more of this. And then now this particular individual wants to use a women's gym, and all of your lefty progressives that scream about trans rights are kind of like, you're on your own, bud. It's kind of funny. Anyways, I don't know, ending the week on kind of a lighter note, that'll take us into the weekend. And hey, all of you who watch this each and every day, I really, really appreciate it. And also all the people that download the podcast, really appreciate that. Now, we are moving the podcast to, it's easier if we run this. Sorry, basically go find the podcast. You can just type in JOBOB. There's two podcast sections up now that both upload the same show. We are going to condense that down into one, is what I'm trying to say. So if you do listen to the podcast, if you download the podcast, wherever you get podcasts, we're going to be moving to one. The announcement will be made. If you already listen to the podcast that we're keeping, that's fine. Stay there. If you listen to the podcast that we're going to be getting rid of, there's going to be an announcement there of where you can find the new podcast stream and listen there anytime you want. So all of that is there. So that's going to do it for us. If you haven't already, give me a follow on any of your social media accounts. Just type in JOBOB at Joe Bob. The Facebook Chiron is wrong and will probably forever be wrong. You can find me on any of the social media accounts. Instagram is probably the best platform for me at the time, or at the moment. We will see you Monday. Monday? Maybe. We'll possibly see you Monday. I got to fly to Phoenix early in the morning, and depending on our shooting schedule at the TPUSA studios, I may do the show from there, and also we might just see you Tuesday, because sometimes this travel thing has gotten a little wild and a little intense, so I appreciate those of you sticking around, even though this daily show is becoming less daily because of all of the travel stuff. That'll do it for us. We'll see you on next week. Have a great weekend. God bless America.